Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings, greetings, and good morning. Hello, this is Maggie Chula, and you are listening to Maggie's Spiritual Connections. This is a weekly radio podcast that is live on Mondays at 9 a.m., and we're here to help you start the week with inspirational messages and conversations that enlighten your spirit to engage your mind. This podcast will uplift and inspire you to bring your spiritual light skills into the world today. So welcome to this lovely new day. So today is a holiday here in the United States. This is Martin Luther King Day. And on this day, we take the time to think about what he stood for. And when I think of Martin Luther King, what comes to mind, of course, is his great conversations on freedom and his speeches. And I thought it would be very fitting then for today to talk about that. Do you have a free spirit? And do you support others expressing theirs? This is a very contentious time. We're about to start an impeachment trial for the President of the United States. We have seen that in the royal family there's been a rift, and we're beginning to sense that all around the world there are places on earth that we are seeing issues with climate and climate change and with the habits that we as human beings have developed, how we are hurting the planet. Now, all of those things coming together brought me to thinking about the free spirit. And what does that really mean? Because I work with Source. And Source is the vibrational essence of God, of the universe. And when I work with this Source, I feel very free. I feel very supported. But along with Source, we have our spirit. So the spirit is something I truly do work with and I can see in others. But when you think about that phrase, free spirit, I want you to just take a moment to think about that. What comes up in your mind? As I was building this show, I realized that with many people, that's a very difficult concept, free spirit. People tend to think they're a free spirit or they would like to have a free spirit. But I want you to just take a moment and really concentrate, really think about that. What is holding you back from being a free spirit? So what would the term really mean to you? Does freedom mean you get to do whatever you want? Does it mean that with the freedom you can blow everybody else off? Or does it mean that you can be free but also committed to your ideals and their deadlines? You can allow those around you to also be free spirits and encourage them to bring their unique skills into your life. So, can you be a free spirit and still a responsible member of society? And I'm going to say yes. I think that for me, I have found that a freedom of spirit came when I stopped seeing the world as doing things to me and started to embrace how my actions and choices were causing these events in my life. So for me, the freedom to be a spiritual person and to work with spirit, that was a very big, not only leap of faith, but it really took a sense of freedom, of knowing that I am one with Source. and understanding that through this freedom to do what I want, I could still build the financial stability needed for my family. So my first understanding of freedom when I was younger was not having any. You know, when you're a young mother, or even not even that young, but you have young children and a job or a husband and you're helping all kinds of different people, it can feel like you don't have any freedom. And I remember those days. I remember them very clearly. And what I would like to say to those of you who may find yourself in that situation, overcommitted, you know, not just your children overcommitted, not just your friends overcommitted, but you are. Maybe that's because you want so much more in your life. You're taking on extra classes. You're doing extra work. Whatever it is, how are you allowing your spirit to be free? So I started to view this in a different way. The different way was, well, if I want to be free or feel, have a sense of freedom in my spirit, what could I do to bring that to me? And so we're going to go through a little exercise right now. I call these are spiritual ways and methods to help you think about yourself as a spirit. Think about your energy. Think about your beginning, your ending, your source. And where at that point can you pull that vibration of freedom to you? Now, there's a catch-22 here. And that is when you are working with others, when you're, like I said, a parent and responsible for others. Well, you want to make sure that this little free spirit that you're taking care of is also safe. And that's with your spirit, too, that you're also safe. So being a free spirit can mean that you can go do whatever you want, and perhaps you want to go out at 2 o'clock in the morning and go find a place to party and have some fun. Well, that's fine, and you are being free and following your heart. But then you add that other element, which is honoring yourself as a divine free spirit and keeping yourself safe, not putting yourself in a sense of danger with this understanding you get to be free and do whatever you want. So this spiritual meditation I'd like you to think about, we're just going to go through an exercise, and it doesn't have to be something that's really, you know, you take a lot of time to think about. Just let the first few things that come to you be something that your mind is sharing with you, because your mind remembers everything. So you have that tapped in the universal mind. Let's allow your mind to come forward now and just think on that free spirit. And take a moment to write down what comes to you. Is it a feeling? Is it a color? Is it an intensity? Does it bring sadness? Does it make you happy? The term free spirit. I am a free spirit. And for some, that will ring true. And for others, it won't. So think about that. I am a free spirit. Do you want to be? Is it frightening to allow others and yourself to just follow your heart? That to me is what it would be to be a free spirit. And can you bring more of this positive vibration into your heart, into your mind? So think about that freedom. You can do whatever you want. You can wake up in the morning and you can just lay in bed if you want, or you can get in a car and drive somewhere. You're free. You can do anything you want. But as a sacred member of this divine society that we have here, does this freedom go against helping others. And I would say it doesn't. I will say when you're free to also help other people. You're free to build that trust with them. You're free to tell others to back off because they are making you feel limited or less than. So it really gets down to choosing your attitude, because you may feel that you are stuck and you have nowhere to go. There's all these commitments, you're overly committed. But when you think about it, are those commitments something that you have brought into your mind, brought into your life to help you build a more safe sense of the future, a more safe feeling of who you are? And what does it mean to have a spirit, to bring that into your day? Because for some, we wake up and you start the day and you know what you're going to do and the day's all planned out and you just go with it one day after the other. You just take this day and you go forward today and have no real feelings about the future because the day is so full and the life is so full. And this can bring happiness to many people. But if you're a person that doesn't bring happiness to, how can you allow yourself to see it in a different viewpoint? Maybe the most important thing to you at the end of your lifetime is to have a big family all around you, to know that you created a loving vibrational home for others, to really sense and feel that your purpose was fulfilled because you brought people into the world and you helped them feel love. That's a wonderful purpose, and it's a wonderful strength of character and spirit. And it can also be lonely at times. But in this ideal situation of building a family, of building a life, of creating something that you can be proud of when you look back on it, is that commitment freedom? And I will also say yes. If you make a commitment to the future and you can take care of yourself financially and others, you can meet your responsibilities, the things you've committed to, that does make you a free spirit. You were free to choose, and this is what you chose. So being free and happy aren't the same things. Being free means you can make the decisions that you want. And there is no one that can stop you from doing that. And in that way, we were all born into freedom. We were born with the freedom of our own thoughts, of our own feelings. And this discussion isn't so much for children, because children feel free, most of them, unless they're very limited. They can't get out and play with others. They have a household that doesn't let other people in, or they're very much controlled every minute of their day. But I'm speaking to adults. I'm speaking right now to independent adults. And you do have freedom. You have the freedom to choose how you will spend your day. And even if that freedom comes with working 60 hours a week to support yourself that's still a sense of freedom. You can go get a job. You can build that for yourself. And it's time to start to embrace the choices that we have and see them almost as an exchange for finance. It's worth more than money. Having a sense of being able to do what you want, bring the things you want into the world, to go up against the boundaries of your life and be able to expand them because you choose to. So think about this once again. Think about your life. What is holding you back from choosing to do what you want? What is holding you back from taking your life and moving it forward and being happy? Is there anything that's standing in your way? And could that thing that's standing in your way be you? Your own limits. Your own sense of, I can't do this. This is something that other people do. I can't do this. And I would like you to challenge that. Why can't you? You have the ability to speak up and share what's going on with you. And you can feel a greater sense of freedom by helping others. So it can be freeing to be able to pay for another's coffee. Freedom to do that, to make that choice, to make somebody else happy. Or free to say, oh, why don't you take this seat? I don't need it. That can be very freeing to choose to do something for someone else. And it can help you feel better about yourself. But I hear in my head there are people listening saying, that's not true. We're not free. I can't be free. I have too many commitments. I have this to do. I have that to do. My brother is doing this. My boss is saying this. So take a moment here and still your mind once again and think on freedom. What do I want in my life, in my world, that allows me to feel free? What will I need? And write that down. What do I need to have more freedom in my life, to feel a sense of freedom? And now I want you to go forward a little bit more and think on this. Where do you feel the most free right now? Where is that sense of freedom that's so expressive in you that makes you feel really good about yourself? Do you see that? Do you feel that? Where would that be? Now bring that sense of freedom. Bring that sense of feeling safe and able to do whatever you want. Can you bring that into your mind? And if it's difficult, then imagine it. Because your mind can't distinguish. So take a moment and imagine. What would you do if you really felt supported to speak your truth, to do work that you find fulfilling? What would you need to come into play for that to happen? It takes just a little to focus on your life and to start to bring changes about. So this moment, see yourself once again and bring to mind a person that you feel is limiting you, even if it's in a loving way, a spouse perhaps who's overprotective. Bring that person to your mind, the person that you feel is really holding you back from feeling fully free. And in your mind dialogue, let your heart share what you need from them. And feel yourself, heart to heart, sharing what you need. And if you focus on that until you get a sense that you've been heard, that vibrational connection will stay. Now, if you do this in the morning before you're going to have a conversation with your boss, let's say, or you and your husband are going to get together and start to talk about things that you can do for your home, you want something and he doesn't. If you start to think about bringing that person and seeing that person in front of you and heart to heart extending what you want, sharing it in a vibrational manner, in an energetic manner, you're opening up that vibrational pathway for the two of you to have honest discussions. And allow yourself, when you do this, to take the time and let them answer. Can you get an answer for them? So just take a moment and think about that. That person is there. You shared with your heart, with your highest heart, what you need to feel more free with them, around them, towards them. And then you give them a chance. You open up and you hear. What would they say back to you? And I did this one time with my husband because I felt that he was limiting where I went in the future with his own fears. And I heard very strongly his fear. It wasn't so much a word or phrase. I heard that he was afraid to lose me. He was afraid for me. And that was very helpful. Because then you realize they're not trying to control you, to limit you, but they need help managing their own fears. So it changes the dialogue. It changes the way you work with them. And by taking the moment to think about where you find your limits, where you find your freedom being stifled, sometimes you're going to find out it's you. It's a misconception. It's a misperception. It's something from the past. It could be you saying, oh, I can't lose 50 pounds. I've tried before. I've tried to lose weight and it doesn't work. So I am not free to do that. That will not work for me. And you could even go wholeheartedly into something. It's a new year. I'm going to lose some weight. But in the back, you've got that script. No, I'm not. No, I'm going to go through the motion because I'm supposed to, because that's what happens. And it's those dialogues that will come through to you. When you'll get that aha ping, oh, it's the past. It's my fear that I'll repeat the past. It's my fear. Because in truth, over all these years of working with people, I have sensed it is fear, always fear. Fear of how people will accept you, how they'll perceive you. Fear of failing, feel of fear of failing has held me back. Why should I start? I'm going to fail. And these fears, it's the fears then that need to be controlled in order to help us get our freedom. And I will tell you that I have a wonderful meditation by Archangel Michael, and it is on my website. You can find it under A Center for Enlightenment on the Master tab. That will take you to the list of the masters that I have put out there on my website. I have more masters and more meditations and messages, but this one is Archangel Michael, and it was called Cut the Cords of Fear. It's a beautiful guided visualization, guided spiritual visualization that will help you release and cut the cords of fear. But let's go back a moment and think on freedom. To spread freedom, to help encourage freedom, to help encourage the thoughts of freedom, take a few minutes and really think about, what does freedom mean to you? And take the time to review that, to let your mind share that with you, so that you can see where in your life you have given up your power, your freedom, willingly. When you have a child, a little baby, you give up a lot of your freedom to care for them, to be there with them. But you can also see it as you were free to make the choice to have the child. And when this child came to you, you love it so much that there's still freedom there. There's freedom to help care for that child. So you start to view the words differently, view the understanding differently. And I hope that you do that. So free spirit, when you think about that, it's not that there's going to be an answer, the one only answer, this is it, this is the only way it goes. But it is to help you see, what do you value? Where do you feel you've been discouraged to be all you can be? So I hope you do take a time and think about that, exploring what freedom and having a free spirit means to you. And to wrap your mind about how it is possible to be free and also committed to your ideals and their deadlines, and to help other people be committed to their lifetime, be committed to their freedom. So I encourage you to look to the future and see your freedom and your happiness, and to look through the past to see where you felt that way the most, and to truly now, as you go through the day, think about, am I free? Am I changing someone else's choices through my own fears and limits? And I know that you'll find there are ways that you can bring more of your positive spirit into this day, into every day. And that's what I hope for all of us, because I know I need to do this also. So thank you for joining me. I hope you do think about that. Can you be a free spirit and still be a responsible member of the society? Yes, you can. And one of the societies, one of the groups you belong to, is the human species. We're a group. And mankind, we're expanding our own connection to Source and to our spirits. So take a moment, take some time to think about it, and help build your free spirit. Thank you for listening. Namaste. We'll talk again. Bye-bye.
Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. By Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.